Now, Peg, I hate to be a needy husband, a demanding husband, and your husband. But where the hell is my Thanksgiving pie tin?
Why don't you check under the couch where I keep the other dirty dishes?
Once again, Peg, way to home make. See, now I can't quite reach.
No. Here. Want to try my bonbon retriever?
Now, wait a minute. I got something. Hey, it's from Bud's nursery school. He failed his TB test, Peg.
I told him to study.
Damn cough. I just can't shake it.
Happy Thanksgiving, all. Vacuuming for lost hair, Al?
Why don't you take your shriveled up gourds on out of here? Your cornucopia, too.
Wow, corn. Thanks, Mrs. Darcy. Ow.
Those are shellacked, you aphid. Peggy, aren't you going to cook a turkey for your family this Thanksgiving?
You expect me to cook on a holiday? Homemaking is a job, too, you know.
Why don't you apply for it, Peg?
Hey! I found it!
Oh, good. Now you can put that metal plate back in your head.
This pie tin is worth 25 cents towards one of Aunt Maddie's famous sweet potato pies.
Well, if she's so famous, how come I haven't heard of her?
I don't know, maybe because she doesn't make chicken pies.
Please don't get him started on Aunt Maddie.
Bud, unlike the happy childhood we provided for you, I didn't have such a fortunate upbringing.
Oh, well, I'm sure Mr. and Mrs. Sasquatch did their best.
But we did have one holiday tradition that we cherished. Mom would serve Dad the traditional wild turkey and then chug the rest of the bottle. We weave on down to Aunt Maddie's and pick up a sweet potato pie. Then go back home. The folks would pass out, and I'd have me that sweet potato pie all to myself.
Sort of makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, doesn't it?
That's what Mom said about that wild turkey.
Ooh, yeah. Shake it, baby.
Hey, that Miss Piggy is always a hit in the Thanksgiving Day parade. And kids, look who's coming up. Betty Boop.
Oh, she's fine.
Oh, Bud.
I'm a dead man. I couldn't get the turkey. Marcy's gonna kill me.
Ooh, check out Betty Boop. Those have gotta be fake. That's nothing. Miss Piggy's dress got caught on a traffic light. I saw everything.
Oh, the parade. Hey, when did they get a Rush Limbaugh balloon?
Oh, Mom, that is Rush Limbaugh.
Peggy, help. Look, Thanksgiving is Marcy's favorite holiday. If I ruin it, she's going to cut off my giblets.
I thought she did that a long time ago.
Can you sell me your turkey?
Well, I'd give him to you, but he's out getting pie.
I'm dead. There's not a single turkey left in all of Chicago.
Hey, guys. Look at this fat chicken that followed me home. I'm going to name him Hank.
Open up!
Hey, Al, they're closed. Says there's been a death in the family.
Oh, God, no. Does that mean no pie this Thanksgiving?
Can I help you folks?
Yeah, I need to find Aunt Maddie. You know where she is?
Oh, she's down at the church, son.
Where's that?
Now you go down to the end of the block and you make a right. Go past the barber shop and you take your first right. Go another block, make another right, then one more right, and it's on your right.
Well, wouldn't it be easier just to cross the street?
Sure, but I need a ride to the barber shop.
Turkey on Thanksgiving. This could catch on.
Kelly, look at the nice bed we made for Hank.
Yes, and honey, when he's all snuggled in, we'll kiss him goodbye. I meant good night. And then we're going to put him into his little house. Well, I don't know if he's going to like it. Hank's afraid of the dark.
Oh, but see, if I turn this little dial, his house fills up with a pretty blue light.
Yeah, and he'll be real comfy sleeping on these breadcrumbs.
And honey, I made him a blanket. Wait a minute. I know what you guys are trying to do. You're trying to get Hank to like you more than me. Well, I am sorry. We're too smart to fall for that.
Yeah, look, this is what we're going to do. I'll distract her while you snap the neck. Couldn't you snap her neck? And after all, she is my sister.
Kelly, honey, I'm getting a little concerned. You're getting very attached to Hank, and the lifespan of a turkey is very short.
Especially this time of year.
Kelly, what are you doing? These are my pants.
I know. But you and Hank are about the same size. What are you doing with your hands around Hank's neck?
Well, he's checking his pulse.
He doesn't look too good.
Could be turkey pox.
Maybe we should check his temperature with this.
Yeah. First, we better take off his feathers and examine him.
Wait a minute. I know what you guys are up to. You just want to see Hank naked.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Aunt Maddie.
Here she comes now.
Live without the warmth and sweetness.
We're all gonna miss, sir.
That unforgettable spicy flavor and a buttery bottom.
Good Lord, is he talking about Aunt Maddie?
I think Aunt Maddie had jungle fever with this man.
So... you come here often?
Do you mind? I'm overwhelmed with grief.
But how'd you like to be overwhelmed by grief?
Gentlemen, excuse me. I don't believe we've met. I'm James Brown, Aunt Maddie's nephew.
What you that guy on TV?
The host of NFL on Fox?
Why, yes, I am. But you know, I also cover hockey.
Yeah, but who cares about that?
So, you knew my Aunt Maddie.
I have very fond memories of your aunt. My mother and father used to take me down to her pie store every Thanksgiving. And I'd try to steal a cookie, and she'd slap me upside the head, and she'd give me a cookie anyway. It's a wonderful woman.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me you're Al Bundy.
Yeah, did she talk about me?
Oh, my goodness, all the time. As a matter of fact, I'm where I am today because of you.
Really?
Yeah, I can hear her now. She used to always say, James, do your homework or you'll wind up like Al Bundy.
Yeah, I'm glad I could help.
So, you're staying for pie?
Pie?
Well, of course, after the service, we're all going to have a bit of Aunt Maddie's last sweet potato pie.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Kelly, look, I know you love Hank, so I'm going to say this as gently as possible. We're going to cut that bird's head off, stuff his butt full of bread, and eat him.
Oh, get away! Get away! You are not going to kill Hank!
Kelly, honey, it's your mother. You know I'm on your side. How many heart-to-hearts have we had through this door?
Mom, that's the linen closet.
We have a linen closet?
Open up! Go away, you turkey haters!
Kelly, I promise you won't feel a thing.
This isn't one of your dates, bud.
I'm sorry, Hank. I really want to keep you, but it's not safe here. I'm going to have to set you free. Oh, me too. I'll never forget you. Fly away, Hank. Fly like the wind.
Best do another one!
Amen, Brother Griff.
I've been waiting for 1 year for a taste of that pie, so if you don't want to make this a double funeral, stop singing.
I want that whole pie in my hand.
Excuse me, Reverend Hightower. Now, this glorious music has ridden on angels' wings to Aunt Maddie's ears. But now it's time to celebrate her life by sharing this heavenly pie.
Hallelujah. Brother Al's deep love for Aunt Maddie's pie should be an inspiration to us all.
Well, not to us all. There's only one pie.
Brother Al used the word heavenly, and he is right. He's so right that we cannot, we should not, we must not divide this pie.
Hallelujah!
Because only one is worthy of it.
I think they're going to give me this pie.
As Brother Al suggests, this pie should go to our Heavenly Father.
Yeah. And why him? He can get a pie anytime he wants to. No, wait, please don't take it.
You're right. We can't take it, Brother Al. Only Aunt Maddie can take it to him.
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
Yes, let us pray.
Aunt Maddie, excuse me, but I just know you'd want me to have this last pie, so if you could, would you just give me a sign? Any sign at all. Even if the sign is no sign. Good. Then the sign is no sign at all.
Well, She was getting cold.
There's no Cobb Bundy boy is stealing Aunt Mattie's pie. Get him!
Me too.
Ditto.
Duh.
Jefferson, thanks for my Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh, well, you really have to thank Kelly. I mean, she's the one who threw him to his neck-snapping death.
I'm so sorry, Hank.
You're talking into his butt. His head's in the garbage.
You're really being insensitive. Honey, it was an accident.
Right.
It wasn't your fault.
Hi. Mr. McGinty told me you found my turkey. Where is he?
She killed him!
You killed Timothy?
I'm sorry. I threw him out the window because I thought he could fly.
What are you, an idiot? I raised him from an egg. We won a 4-H ribbon together.
I'm really sorry.
Fair. I wanted to kill him. I didn't even get to chop off his head.
Hey, it wasn't much fun. I mean, he didn't run around or anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marcy. I got my pie. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to enjoy it.
Al, we had a horrible Thanksgiving. I killed my pet turkey.
I forgot to reserve a turkey.
I didn't get to eat turkey.
I saw Miss Piggy's woo-woo. I mean, we're starving.
Are you kidding me? Do you know what I had to go through to get this pie? Al... Did you leave without me?
You weren't in the car?
No. Do you know how hard it is for a bloody black man to get a cab on Thanksgiving? I'm sorry, buddy. Thanks a lot for running interference for me. Well, if you really want to thank me, you can just give me a piece of that pie. No, it's the Thanksgiving tradition. No, I never share my pie.
Al, I think Aunt Mattie would want you to share.
Peg, the only thing I'm sharing is this Thanksgiving wish for all of you. Get out.
Al Bundy. Down here, boy.
Aunt Mattie?
Al Bundy, what did I always say?
If you want that cookie, you gotta pay for it.
No, the other thing.
My pies are always sweeter when you share them.
Right. Now, you share that pie with your family and friends. Don't make me hit you upside the head.
Come on, Al. It's Thanksgiving. Share with us.
No.
Whoa! Al Bundy.
Okay. Anybody want to share my pie?
Oh, yes, thank you, Jack.
Oh, Alex, happy Thanksgiving.
Good boy.
Happy Thanksgiving, Aunt Mattie.